Blog Talk Radio. Renee, and I hope that everyone didn't miss me too much from the break that we took last week, but don't worry, I'm back like I never left, and that I would have to say is personally a reason to celebrate. Anywho, for my spring break, which was last week, you know, not being a student and actually like I was a student in 2012, but anywho, for it being my first spring break ever, I got to chill, sleep in, relax, go on a day trip, do some house errands, just had a pretty relaxing time. And like I said, it was honestly much needed, especially since it will most likely be the only vacation I get this summer, but that's neither here nor there. So that's enough of that. Now we're back together and we're on with the show. The best part about this episode this week is that it is debuting a new weekly segment that I am so excited to share with you. I have kind of been like anticipating this segment literally all week, so I'm really excited about that. And it's going to acknowledge some amazing things. I'm thrilled. I think you guys are really going to love it. But as always, before I get into the topic of the day and the new segment, I want to share with you, of course, the short story of the week. And what better than to tell you a story about myself, since my show is about women and I am a woman. Okay, so I'm going to be honest with you guys. This week's episode actually took kind of a toll on me because it was very hard to read and research about a lot of wonderful women doing wonderful, amazing. I started to feel kind of discouraged, a sense of discouragement within myself. I mean, just for all the many things that I want and haven't yet accomplished. It took some time, but I was able to do the best thing to get through it. And that's start to believe in myself. Because I can sit here and say that I have not done this and not done that, but I actually accomplished something. And that's why this is the best story to tell. Because, see, I have a tendency to get really discouraged. I feel like I'm not at a good point. Like I just said, like I haven't accomplished anything or I haven't started anything. Other people are making all these amazing moves and I'm not making any in my life. Or I'll read a book about a great woman who has amazing things going on in her life. Or, you know, I'll just see someone on social media. And it's really easy for me to get that envious spirit, that envious heart. And it's like I start lacking confidence. And as I said, eventually I was able to get through that. After crying a little and thinking constantly and all the time, and a sudden burst of tears and sadness coming over me, I started to remember a quote that I keep in my phone just for specific reasons like this. You know, you don't realize it until you look at it that you needed it. The quote says, "The strength of patience hangs on our capacity to believe that God is up to something good for us in all our delays," by John Piper. Now, believe me when I tell you, I have no idea who John Piper is, but his quote came to me at just the right time. It just took me to remember my family and my friends and remember that each one of them believes in Adise and believe that I can accomplish anything. I started to picture their faces, their words, feel their hugs, and I just didn't feel like that anymore. I mean, it became really simple, really easy. I felt accomplished in my mind which made me feel accomplished in my heart. It just took for me to feel that for that to actually happen. To make this story short, when it all boiled down to it, I had to hold my head up and realize that I'm doing it. I am taking the strength that I have in myself and the faith that I have in my own patience and hard work that it took to get me somewhere. And I did it. I started my own radio show. It may only be the beginning, but it is God taking me somewhere through my strength and my patience. And that, my friend, can lead you to wherever you need to go. Whew. Okay, that was a little bit of an emotional story, but you kind of got the point, right? But hey, it's out there now. You know all about it. We can move on, right? Now that we've gotten through that, let's get to the meat of the show, talking about women and how we need to empower each other. Before I share with you some of that, I want to first give you the definition of empower. What does empower mean? Now, again, let me first say this probably is not going to be a long, part of the show, but it's important. Because to get this point across about empowering women, you really have to read about and hear about a lot of great women. And just these simple things are going to get the point across that I'm trying to make. So like I said, first we have the definition of empower. Empower means give power or influence. Both self-actualization to make strong and confident in one's life and in claiming their rights. Let's just start with the definition within itself. Two very important words stick out. We have influence and confidence. Between these two words, there are things that every woman needs in her life. She needs it more than anything else in her life, and that is confidence. When you look at another woman, and that is influence. Sorry, confidence is next, and that's influencing her. When you can look at another woman and influence her strength, her character, and her total mindset, you spark a change in her that you don't even know you brought about. It's uplifting. It's inspiring. It's strong. It sets forth a level of amazement in a woman that in front or behind, it's making things happen for herself or for her family. And that just speaks so many volumes. Then there's confidence. I can honestly say, as a young woman, like I mentioned in my story, I struggled a lot with confidence. Not because of low self-esteem, something I also dealt with, yes, but that's not for right now. But because I see so much around me that leads me to think that I can't be great and amazing, that I'm not going in a positive direction. So my confidence starts to fade. But I also have been able to build my confidence back up because of the amazing things that I see around me and because of all of the confidence that I see around me. There are women who are starting businesses, helping their communities, building foundations, starting companies, and so much more. And I myself have started my own radio show. Yet I did struggle with confidence, as I said in my story, but when there are women around you and family and friends, influential women and family and friends, people who are able to empower belief in yourself, confidence just blooms and blossoms, and it outweighs a lot of negativity in the world. This morning, I read this quote by Gabrielle Lopez. Not really sure who she is again, but I thought it was a pretty awesome quote. Then one day I realized that by focusing on the negative, I was only going to attract negative energy into my life as a result of my own thoughts. In order for me to truly receive what I know I deserved, I had to completely change the entire mindset. I had to consciously choose to vibrate at a higher level. Everything I have ever received in life, it was because I believed in myself and manifested my biggest desires. I had to brainwash myself with so much positivity and light that there was no other choice but for me to succeed. Something else I read from an anonymous source. To women, empowerment may not feel as innate and accessible at first. Women have been seen as weak, timid, submissive, and easily taken advantage of. Women are portrayed all too often as powerless and without the confidence to stand up for themselves or even independent enough to take care and provide for themselves. To me, that is just unacceptable and needs to change. Women can and are empowered. They just need to discover it within themselves and encourage their fellow females to do the same. These two sayings and quotes are louder than anything negative that could ever be said about a woman or a woman could say about herself, because they let your mind reach for the stars, reach to a point that is respectful and is not just submissive. It's screaming, empower me. Empower myself, empower my sister, empower my coworker, empower my neighbor, empower my daughter, empower my niece, empower the woman standing in the line in front of me in tears. It literally lets your mind reach for the stars. If you're just tuning in, I'm Adise Renee, and I'm talking about empowering women. And now that I've shared with you, you know, a lot about what empowering means and a couple of good, amazing quotes that I thought I had to share, what I want now is to tell you about some women that are doing great things. Women I never even heard about, but they are just absolutely amazing. Let me just get to the article here. All right. So I found this article on Marie Claire. It's a Marie Claire UK, and it's 16 women doing amazing things in 2016. The article says, celebrate International Women's Day. We have put together a list of 26 women to watch for in 2016. The symbolic day unites women across the globe, celebrating how far we have come and raising awareness of how much further we still have to go. With that in mind, they rounded up 16 inspirational women, from refugees and entrepreneurs to political advisors and YouTube poets, all of whom are doing amazing things in 2016. Now, I'm not going to read all of them. I'm just going to pick a couple that I thought just were absolutely awesome, and I'm going to tell you about them. So the first one I have is, her name is Anifa Adam. You may not know, but this London-based Nigerian student will probably have heard of her more in 2016 creation. The world's first hijab-wearing Barbie, nicknamed Hijarbi. In an effort to make UK toys more diverse, Anifa set up an Instagram account featuring the modestly dressed doll wearing high fashion looks that she designed and created herself under the tagline, "Any Hijab Fashion." I mean, a Barbie wearing a hijab. Like, That's fabulous. Then we have Savannah Brown. Do you remember the viral YouTube video poem, "I Am a Slut," that slammed misogyny in November? Well, this 19-year-old poet was behind it. Savannah has a YouTube channel where she regularly posts inspiring and provocative video poems, calling out the double standards that women are routinely subjected to, often dealing with sexuality, gender, mentality health, and sexism. Her poem, "What Guys Look For in Girls," has raked in over 4 million views. She's releasing her first poetry book, Graffiti, this year, which promises to be just as inspiring. YouTube sensation, just off of a poem. That's amazing. Cameron Zito. This female stand-up comedian is a rising star on the LA comedy scene and a keen LGBT advocate. Regularly using her sharp wit to highlight important issues, one of her stand-up sketches went viral in January, clevering slamming gun control. She's been hailed as the future of comedy, and her debut stand-up special, Marriage Material, is soon to be released in spring 2016. Phoebe Boswell, an artist to watch for in 2016, originally from Kenya. Phoebe lived in Oman and Bahrain before relocating to London. She draws on an expat history to tell stories of border identities within her art. Her work often asks how we define home and uses both traditional methods and digital technology. 2016, she has an exhibition coming out in Geneva. This is what I'm saying. These women are taking things that inspire them and that they're passionate about, and they are turning it into making them a sensation just by their passion. That is what empowering yourself and empowering women is all about. You are empowering other women just by your passion. These simple women are empowering other women just by their passion. Me, I'm empowering other women just by my passion of radio, by speaking on these amazing women. Last one I'll talk about, and I think this one's actually pretty freaking awesome. Oh, I just lost her. Okay, where there? No, there she is. Okay, this woman is a reverend. Reverend Cynthia Meyer, the female Kansas priest, came out as gay to her congregation in January and is now facing a church trial. Meyer declared that after 25 years as a pastor, it was time to serve as her genuine self, a woman who loves and shares my life with another woman. Meyer has said that her congregation have been incredibly supportive of her decision. However, a complaint has been filed against her. It is now under review, as is apparently standard when a violation of church discipline has been alleged. Meyer told her supporters she hopes that her honest admission will challenge and eventually change the church's stance on gay priests. I mean, there are a lot of people who could really have negative things to say about that one alone. But this woman is standing out for her belief, what she believes and what she loves. And she's not ashamed of it. It's just not a fear. It's amazing to her. And she wants everyone else to know she loves God, but she also loves a woman. Again, maybe I shouldn't be speaking on that because I'm a Christian. There are certain things I shouldn't say, but it doesn't matter to me because this isn't Nothing Left Unsaid radio show. Let's get that straight right now. But that is powerful to me. Okay, I said that was the last one, but I lied. This one is pretty freaking cool. Jai Lotto, this Scottish transgender beauty queen won Miss Transgender. Gosh, I can't talk. Miss Transgender UK in September 2015, but in February was stripped of her title and prize for not being transgender enough. The accusation came after the director of the pageant received footage of Lotto in boxer shorts and accused her of living as a gay male. Lotto has spoken out about the discrimination and severed all ties with the pageant, which she claims tries to force transgender women into a female stereotype. She now plans to hike 30 miles in heels, highlights issues faced by those awaiting gender transition. 30 miles in high heels. Can you say blisters? But despite the blisters, she's speaking out about something she is passionate about. And she's empowering other women, transgender like her, that this can be you. She's speaking out about, she's empowering them. That is just powerful. It's amazing and it's powerful and it's going places. Each one of these women that I read about, I literally was blown away. Because, like I said, it's like telling a 3-year-old girl that she has no limit to the things that she can accomplish. She has no need to lack that confidence, no need to get discouraged. Women all over the world are taking the bull by the balls and going for everything that they believe in and they want. And that could not be more inspiring. I told you in my story earlier how discouraged I got doing this show. But the more I read and the more I researched, I feel more self-power than I could in one day, than I would in 1 week. if you're a woman who witnesses a lot of hate and negativity towards other women, you have the power to change that. I found this article that is 7 ways that we as women can empower one another or empower younger women. So the final part of the main topic of the week, I'm going to share with you these 7 things. So it's 7 ways to empower women, and I found it on allwomenstalk.com. And the 7 ways are: 1, be a role model. One of the easiest ways to empower women is to be a role model to them. Hold your head up high. Show them that it's easier to think strong and powerful than it is to not think strong and powerful. Women are always in need of more role models to show them the way of life. Watch your language. Something simple like that, something I also need to do myself, I will admit. When you call a girl out her name, it just makes it okay for other people to call her out of her name as well. By watching what we say, we start to make a change in society's view on certain words. A girl who is not as feminine might not be viewed as a bitch. A girl who is freer with her sexuality might not be referred to as that other word. When we start thinking more about what we say, so will society. 3, compliment each other. Probably my favorite out of all of them, because it's one thing that I love to do is when I see a woman wearing some bad heels or some bad hairstyle, I am like, girl, you doing it. Firefly giving me all the life in the world, because it's just beautiful. My sister, she just recently started her own project about fashion and lifestyle and beauty. And her girlfriend were looking too fire in that picture. And this is 30 weeks pregnant. If she can rock a gorgeous white dress 30 weeks pregnant, and I can tell her that, but I can tell any other woman that who's not 30 weeks pregnant that you look gorgeous. I tell my kids here at high school, the girls all the time, when they, you know, even if they might not feel the prettiest, you look gorgeous. Going along with watching what we say, taking the time to compliment those girls around you, those women around you, it makes you feel more empowered, and then they have more confidence. That tiny boost of confidence you get when you receive a compliment or when you give a compliment makes you even feel more confident. When we raise each other up, we are empowering each other to reach full potential. 4, speak up. This is the number one thing to do when ways to empower women. If you see a woman who is being mistreated, say something. Don't just let these things happen. Every time a woman is belittled, it impacts each and every one of us. By saying something, you're letting the world know that empowering women is not something to be taken lightly. Standing up for another woman, no matter how big or small, it's like you standing up for yourself. You may not be the one who is being mistreated, but you're standing up for any other person that feels like they can mistreat somebody or mistreat that woman or that girl. You are stepping to that plate and taking the bull by the balls, and you're speaking up. If that's not empowerment, I don't really know what is. Start them at an early age. Like I said, it's like telling a 3-year-old girl that she can accomplish anything. You have to instill empowerment in our daughters, our nieces, our granddaughters, our sisters, our cousins, our students. Let them know that they do anything and everything they set their minds to. These qualities being instilled at a young age can allow them to achieve their dreams. Accepting all types of women. And I think this one's very important because it goes along with one of the amazing women that I talked about. You should be empowering all women to follow their dreams. You're not just empowering women that are like you. You're empowering everybody. Women that may not look like you, may not think like you, act like you, talk like you. You're empowering all of them. And that is necessary. Last but not least, be kind. Even if you're not on a mission to empower the entire world, you should still be kind. It shows that you respect and appreciate all women. It's literally the smallest and yet most sincere way to empower one another. Because you're not only setting a good example, but you're also showing that we can be strong and powerful and sweethearts all at the same time. We're allowing each other to reach our highest potential. And although we may believe in a world of gender equality, many times women are still looked down and treated differently. But empowering women is the only way to fight back, and killing them with kindness is probably the strongest of them all. It may sound easy, but for some, it actually really is difficult. That is why I challenge you. This week and next week, empower at least 3 women around you by something that they want to do, they will do, they should do in their lives, or even just as simple as being kind to them. Kindness can influence and strengthen so much more than you think. Gosh, I really enjoyed this part of the show so much that I even hate for it to end. But I think for the most part, the point has been made. And I really hope so, because I love being a woman. Don't get me wrong, I love men too, but I love being a woman. And as a woman, we really have to strengthen each other and shoot each other for the stars. We really have to do it. So let's take a quick breather. And when we come back, I have the part of the show that I know you've all been waiting for. Since I really have been talking about it all week. But don't go anywhere. I'm Anise Renee, and this is Hannah Your Business Radio.
Hey, guys. What are you doing at this very moment? Listening to the radio, right? Well, why not take the few minutes you have and go follow the Hannah Your Business page? All you have to do is go to blogtalkradio.com/HannahYourBizRadio. Then you search for Hannah Your Business Radio, and voila, you press follow. It doesn't get any easier, right? You web search, then you search for the show, and then you follow. Oh, and after you do that, since I know you're on your Facebook account and Instagram anyway, like the pages, Hannah Your Business Radio and at Hannah Your Biz Radio. Follow and like. Very simple steps. And be sure to tune in every Wednesday on blogtalkradio.com/HannahYourBizRadio for new episodes with me, Adise Renee. You're staring at your computer anyway. Sounds like you should be liking and following a few things if you catch my drift.
It's finally time. My new segment has arrived. I hope you're excited as I am, because seriously, I think it's awesome that I even thought of this. What's going on? I'm Adise Renee, and this is Hannah Your Biz Radio. And I really want you to love this new segment. But real quick, let me tell you, this is how this all came about, because I actually really didn't think of it. I was talking to my dad about the show and, you know, some of the topics that I wanted to go and this and that. And he started to talk to me about how I need more of a focus around the name of the show at some point. I was like, okay, I guess. Like, you know, I need to think about it. Okay. But he was saying how I need to mesh it with the show. So I mentioned how I could take what my show was going to be about today and I could do it as sort of like a weekly thing. I didn't really know how that was going to go, but long story short, he started to mention this woman he had just recently watched a video about, who actually invented LASIK eye surgery. I bet you didn't know that. Anywho, I was blown away by it, and it started to actually make sense what he was saying. I should do a segment about women like that, which is exactly what I decided to do. Women Handling Their Business, the newest addition to Hannah Your Business Radio, and I have the perfect leading lady to feature this week. It was going to be my sister, but don't worry, I'll feature her a little later on. I'll let her get, you know, more into her business first, and then we'll just explode with how great she's doing. So instead, I want to feature this other wonderful woman I just saw a video about. Yes, I know I mentioned other women earlier doing some amazingly awesome things and handling their business like champs for real. But the thing I loved about this woman in particular that I'm featuring today is that she is really opening up something awesome that will strongly benefit so many young girls in the future. And with Denise on the way, all I can think of is I'm going to have to find out where this woman is based like tomorrow. Okay, her name is Sonia Sinja, and I was just so excited about what she's doing. So if you remember the Bratz dolls, B-R-A-T-Z, well, these dolls, they're extremely sexualized. I mean, I'm talking big lips with hot pink lipstick, bright purple, blue, green eyeshadow, enough mascara for three dolls, and the clothes are basically as short and tight that you might as well think they don't have clothes on. Just way too much for an 8-year-old girl to be playing with. Just too much. Over-sexualized, as you could say. So what this lovely woman decided to do was unmake over the dolls. She calls them tree change dolls. It's pretty amazing, honestly. I think the thing I love the most about it is that not many people would think of something like this when it comes to dolls. So this is what she does. And let me say that if you want to see the video about her, it's on my Facebook page, Dee Shernay, or Hannah Your Business Radio page. But like I was saying, so she takes old or damaged dolls, and she repaints them. She takes all the makeup and all the lipstick off of the dolls and gives them new, natural-looking makeup faces. One that looks like a regular 8 to 10-year-old girl. She restyles the hair. She, like, takes, you know, the giant curls and everything, and she adds braids or simple ponytails. Like I said, more natural-looking. She also molds and shapes new shoes for the dolls by hand. I think it's with clay, actually. And this is probably the coolest part. Her mother makes all the clothes by hand, hand-stitched, and sewn all by herself for each of the dolls. It's pretty remarkable. Insider People stated that the doll sparked up a great conversation about the over-sexualization of kids' dolls and had so many people sending in tweets and comments that how amazing it is these dolls just to look more something more like something their child would play with. All of the world people are now trying to buy the made under tree change dolls. And I think they will actually be available to purchase in May. So Sissy, if you're listening, I will most likely be investing in one of these for baby girl, just so you know. But all I can say is less is definitely more. And you, my dear Sonia, are handling your business and doing it very well. Well, that was it. My very first introduction of the new segment for the show. I hope you liked it because I think I really am going to enjoy introducing a new amazing woman every week. I think it's actually really empowering, and recognizing amazing women is something I think every woman should do. Like I said, I love women. And if my mother always says you catch more bees with honey than you do with vinegar. So let's go ahead and catch some bees. Oh, gosh. Well, this show has been absolutely great. I mean, I've literally loved it. Then, no, it's not over. I just had to say that because my second favorite part is coming to you right after another quick commercial. I'm Adise Renee, and this is Handle Your Biz Radio on blogtalkradio.com.
It's Monday night. You're working on your personal business proposal because you just thought of an amazing idea for a small business. Everything is coming together great, but then you realize you have to get the word out there somehow. That's where I come in. Ever thought about advertising for your business on blog radio? If so, I'm your girl. Public service announcements, party shout-outs, or just plain get your name out there. Email me, Adise Renee, at handleyourbizradio@gmail.com, and I'll take care of everything for you. One simple conversation, and we are in business. Don't start your business without getting some advertising first. And radio, better yet, internet radio, is a great way to get started. So email me with your business name and the idea for your commercial, and we will go from there. HANNAURBIZRADIO@gmail.com. Let Adise Renee do the talking for you.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Hannah Your Business Radio. I'm your girl, Adise Renee, and it's time for...
You know what really grinds my gears?
The segment of the show where I get to be very frustrated about something. And let me tell you, this honestly takes the cake on things that frustrate me. It's funny because my mother had to keep correcting me about this all the time when I was younger. My, have the tables have turned. So someone, please tell me, when are we going to teach our children, teach our children how to say the word library? All day, all I hear is library, 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 library. It drives me insane. The word has an R in it, guys, an R. At what point are you going to take those wonderful English classes seriously and actually learn to pronounce the word? It's not difficult. Just say the word using an R sound. Library. 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 Like, geez. I swear, it's like the hardest word of the English language to say, apparently, to them. Just say the word right. Oh, and don't get me wrong at all. This is not the only word that drives me nuts. Conversate instead of converse, shrimps instead of shrimp, and the all-time most annoying one that I know my mom got tired of correcting me on, ask instead of ask. Like, oh my God, come on, this has to stop, people. As we grow up, we have to get serious about pronouncing our words. Mispronouncing these words and actually trying to pronounce them really is not difficult. Mispronouncing these words is easy. Trying to pronounce them is easy too. Let's just try and see how it feels. How about that? Just one good time. Let's say converse. Let's say shrimp. Let's say ask. Let's say library. Just grinds my gosh darn gears. Whew. Okay, rant over. I think I just like that part so much because I get to go off, honestly. But anywho, we have come to the end of our show, but as always, before you get rid of me, I must leave you with the quote of the week. And this wouldn't be a show about empowering women if my quote didn't get in there somewhere. So here's the quote for the week. Behind every successful woman is a tribe of other successful women who have her back. Let me say that again. Behind every successful woman is a tribe of other successful women who have her back. That is something I truly believe, and I couldn't have said it better if I said it myself. Because the best thing about women, and this goes along with everything I said earlier, is that we can achieve some of the most amazing things. Childbirth, marriage to men, taking care of the home, gardening, cooking, be hairstylists, be good listeners, and more and more and more. Why wouldn't we want to empower each other to be the best of all these things that we could be? The woman that stands behind another great woman, whether she is just starting out or whether she is already there, that will measure the success for both of you. And that is definitely empowering. So let's empower each other, ladies, each and every day. Thank you so much for everyone who took the time out their evening to tune in, and anyone who's streaming later, I am very glad you took that time as well. Join me next week for another episode of Hannah Your Business Radio with more rants, more women handling it awesomely, and more weekly quotes. Next Wednesday or Thursday, you never know with the technology of this computer. I really don't understand. But the topic will be on traveling. As I hope to be a world traveler one day myself, I figure why not go ahead and research and chat about it a little. We may talk about destinations. We may talk about traveling. We may talk about the traveler's lifestyle. Who knows? I don't know. We'll see. The possibilities are endless. You'll just have to tune in next week to find out now, won't you? Oh. And can you do me one last favor? If you're streamers out there, follow my show. When you click on the link, it's going to take you right to the show anyway. So if I haven't said it enough, follow me, follow me, follow me. And you can follow me on Instagram at Hannah Your Biz Radio and like my page on Facebook, Hannah Your Business Radio. It's spelled Hannah, H-A-N-N-A, U-R-B-I-Z-N-E-S-S Radio. Don't ask me questions. Just do it. I'm Adise Renee, and once again, thank you for joining me. It has truly been an empowering experience, to say the least. Until next week, my love, I'm outie.